Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and my very special guest, Priscilla Hewlin. We had to have her back as a special guest because we just had so much fun with her last time and we had so much enlightenment. She is here not only with her inspiration, but to share with us, to touch on what she shared with us in the past, and the unending abilities and gifts that pour forth from all beings, and most certainly Priscilla, and also to touch on really her perspective and many shared between her and I about how to get from where you are to where you want to be. I find that Priscilla is very inspirational and pivotal in helping oneself return to laughter, wisdom, and their self-knowing without a heaviness, without burden, without shame and blame, but simply with love and extreme illuminated light. It comes from her heart, and she has really been pivotal for me and others throughout knowing her. So with that said, I would really like, first of all, to invite any callers that would like to call in based on what Priscilla does, and we're going to discuss that. And if you have a question for Priscilla or a comment for her, you can phone worldwide 888-815-9756. That's toll-free. Or in-state, you can call 530-327-7602. And again, only if you are looking to talk to Priscilla about what she has to offer, feel free to participate. But at this time, I'd like Priscilla to talk for you to share with people. First, say hello.
Hello. Nice to be back. I'm very honored with what you said. That's great, Cynthia. So thank you very much for the awesome introduction. I really appreciate
it. Absolutely. Awesomeness is what created that introduction. So right back at you. You know, if you want to contact Priscilla, there's a couple of ways to do that. If you're tuning in right here at the beginning of the show, I would definitely recommend that you jot down Priscilla, P-R-I-S as in Sam, C-I-L-L-A, the letter H, and the number one, not spelled out one, but the number one at hotmail.com is one way to reach her, or her phone number at 503-704-4856. And Priscilla will remind people throughout the show later on how to get in touch with her. So I know that we touched on the fact that you have done public speaking, weddings, that you are a minister with the Holistic Resource Foundation. You are an artist. You also do artist sales. You're an incredible writer. You're an author of a book called Ladies, Put Your Hands on Your Wallet, and much more. So let's talk about all of that was mentioned and anything else you'd like to share.
Okay, great. Well, one of the things I really love to do is to really connect deeply with people. And I like to do it more with a lighter heart than a heavy heart, because in the world today, as we know, there's so much stuff going on, and we have the ability to look at it in so many different ways. It's like, why not look at it in a light way? Why not look at it with an open heart instead of a doom and gloom, which brings, as we know, you know, our words are such great tools to use that bring more to us. And so as we verbalize, as our vibration is, as we deal with certain things, if we just stay open and just let things come to us and appreciate them, which is one of my favorite words, appreciation, that you'll receive more. And thank you. One of my favorite things to do, I love to do weddings because we know that's all about love. It's all about connection. It's about family. It's a beautiful time in people's lives. It's, you know, doing it for, I've done weddings for young and old throughout the United States. I haven't done them internationally, but I would absolutely love to do that. So I'm putting that I'm available for that out there. And as you said, I wrote a book called Ladies Keep Your Hands on Your Wallets, one of my experiences that I've had with people that I have met, had stories, and I've had a few stories of my own to put into this book, and I still have a few books available, but it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed writing it. I wrote part of it most of it when I was in Kona, and then a little bit when I was in Oregon, but some fascinating people that I had the opportunity to meet and write about. So I'm very pleased and honored to get that out. And what else? Oh, so one of the things I really like to do is I have a favorite coffee shop that I go to, and I use she's just laughing. And when I go into the coffee shop, I have a word of the day. So, for instance, one of my favorite words, and hopefully a lot of other people out there, their favorite word is passion. You know, that's, you know, when you even say that word, how can you not say that word and not feel passion in your body, in your being, or even think, oh yeah, I remember this really wonderful time when I had this passionate, you know, rendezvous, or this passionate, you know, I was eating this ice cream and I just went, oh my God, this is the most wonderful thing in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I love to go in and play with the people and give them words of the day. So now when I go into the coffee shop, they're like, okay, what's the word of the day? I really want to know. So I use words like, you know, limitless, spontaneity, beautiful. One of the words I used one day was time, and this one young lady looked at me and she goes, how did you know? I just got my schedule changed and I was just thinking about time. And so then I came in with a word, and it's amazing how the universe just brings things together, how it just comes full encompasses.
You know, I have to interrupt you there because I have to say, you're also talking about who you are as somebody who has the honor of knowing you. What I see you doing when you say you come in with the word of the day, and people are now not only recognizing you as the word of the day person, but saying, what's the word of the day? Is you're creating connection. You are creating community, conscious community. You're creating consciousness. People are discussing their perspective of what your word of the day is. And it's bringing people together to have different perceptions and also share their different levels of what that one word means. So that's really it in a nutshell and so much more, but that's really what I see you do, is that who you are and what you do is that you connect a higher consciousness with a light heart and also with a enlightened spin on it, where you let people do the work to find that place themselves. But I think that's fascinating because I've witnessed you do that, and I've also witnessed everyone start talking about, well, what does that word mean to me, and what does it mean to you? So I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say that experience is one that speaks on behalf of you as well. So go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you. Well, one of the things also is that you're right. They do. They talk about it amongst themselves. And I had one young lady also who is a college student. She was going to school to be a counselor. And she said, oh, that's very interesting. So I'm going to ponder on that word for the day. So she'll be thinking all day long, now, what does that word mean to her?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's great. And I have a lot of fun with it, a lot of fun. There's some words I wanted to use that I haven't used yet that I'll use, but I love to see the expressions on their faces, where they go with it, what it means to them.
What do you see is happening?
Well, a lot of times it's very interesting because, like I said, sometimes they will ask, you know, what is a word, and different people will ask that, and they'll come out and they'll just look like so surprised and so, like waiting for something. They're waiting for somebody to help, I don't know if it's to guide them or to help them, just to maybe spark something in them, because I think people get into the mundane thing of, oh, here I am, I'm doing my job, it's not fun, you know, this person might have been grumpy with me and blah, 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 instead of going, okay, how can I make this fun? And that's, there's another good word, fun and laughter, is that people miss that. They miss having a good time. And I sat and kind of, I sat back just a couple of days ago and kind of watched, and everybody's so quiet and kind of disconnected and separated. It's like, where is that, like, oh, joy when the person comes in singing and whistling and having just a blast? I mean, you know, one out of 50, one out of how, you know, and it's so great to see. And so when you give them the gift of a word or a gift of praise or a gift of laughter, you know, it's just so wonderful to be, to connect with them, even, you know, just for a second.
Well, Q, it is. It's so great because you're also giving them the reminder of their personal freedom to just be who they are and to be able to express themselves and even think for themselves, and then to remind them that they're free. Somebody comes in, because your energy, you come in and you kind of come in and remind people energetically, or even the energetics of the room, that it can become anything it wants to be at any time. That it can support a quietness, or it can support a party, you know, a party in as far as a celebration of spirit and of connection. And so that's what I really see as, for all the listeners and people who are tuning in and are participating, Priscilla's energy just has the ability to come in and talk to a room, of not just the people, but the room itself. And where there is, again, like you were saying, a heaviness, a forgetfulness, a place where joy and laughter is thought more of a threat or a fear, that you come in and you just kind of disarm all of that into reminding people that joy, love, and laughter transmutes all of that anyway. And I see that energy just in your light body, and I see it in the words and how you interact with people. You just remind them that what I want to say, not necessarily that joy is out there, but that connection is out there and for anyone to grab a hold of.
Yeah, thanks again. That's just so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then one of the things I think is so fun is just to laugh till your sides hurt. And I would love to help people laugh more until their sides hurt. And it doesn't mean I'm going to be their clown or anything like that, but what is it inside them that they haven't been listening to or that they forgot about that just makes them roar in laughter, whether it's like a baby duck swimming with its feet up in the air or whatever it is, but just makes their sides hurt so bad and tears come from their eyes because they're laughing so hard, and how healthy that is. And to watch people smile, because kids do it automatically. They just laugh at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's the magic of the earth. I mean, we have this wonderful planet with all these things on it to entertain us, and that doesn't mean all the man-made things, but all the other things too, the sky, the earth, the water, everything. And we're not paying attention. We have a great big game of life to just say, okay, what do I want to play with now? What color ball am I going to grab today to go bounce with? What is going to make me happy today? What am I, what thought am I going to wake up with? What word am I going to wake up with? Maybe it's, I don't know, cuddling or, release. I mean, to release stuff too, you know, stop me if you want, Cynthia. I'm just going to keep on going here until I hear you say that. Okay. One of the words, release is such a great word too, is because we hold on to stuff, and I've got to say, I'm totally guilty of this. I've held on to stuff that people have said or people I thought have done to me or things that have happened. And there's been stuff that, you know, I don't want to go into detail about, but, and felt either resentment or sadness or whatever, but about it. But if you can train your brain to be able to let go of those things as quickly as possible, boy, you're so much better off, and life is so much brighter, and the possibilities are so much greater. And we, of course, the old saying, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. So to be able to do that is just like the most, if you want to be free, that is the most freeing thing in the world, is to let go.
Yeah.
Just totally let go. That doesn't mean nothing about forgiveness, because we've all got people who, you know, have done things to us, or, you know, or we've done things to ourselves, you know, heaven forbid. Mm-hmm. And so it's not about forgiveness, because forgiveness is different. It's the total release and just like saying, okay, done with it. I'm done. You know, I'm done with it. It doesn't it doesn't make any difference what happened. You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. Claiming that freedom and choosing to focus elsewhere, because what ends up happening is when a situation, a person, a place, or thing starts consuming you, it desires to own you, desires to own your thoughts, it desires to own everything. And what happens is, a lot of times in our humanity, we end up thinking, actually thinking or and also feeling that if we focus on this and figure it out, or if we focus on this, it'll go away. If we focus on it, it'll get smaller, and actually the opposite happens. The more we focus on it, the more we're giving permission for it to grow into our lives and for it to become the main focus, where everything else kind of moves aside, and the very thing that you're trying to not pay attention to becomes the very thing that you end up fueling, feeding, living, breathing, and until you're consumed with it, and even the body can no longer move, because even the body's like, okay, I've taken it till I can no longer take it, and I'm you need to free me, or you need to deal with me. So I hear what you're saying, and I agree that there is so much heaviness that is out there, but to focus on the heaviness isn't actually healing it or freeing it, actually feeding it. So to focus elsewhere is to experience the freedom, absolutely. It's like people who are desiring to, are worried about money in this time that we're having, that they're worried about having it, they're worried about it, and so they're focusing on how to keep it, and they're focusing on how to not lose it. And so while they're focusing on trying to keep it and not lose it, they're actually feeding the fear and contracting it, so it's getting smaller and smaller. The situation of not having it is getting bigger and bigger. Instead of their focus on, I am provided for. Regardless of the details, these physical details might be showing me one thing. I am provided for is my answer to these details. And not really knowing exactly why. I was telling somebody earlier today that I've worked with people on all levels of their financial relationship, and very wealthy people, clients, as far as politicians and celebrities, etc. One stream of consciousness that I noticed traveling through all of them was similar, and that is they never questioned if it was okay to have or if they were going to not have it. They simply trusted or knew that they would have it. You know, they knew that they would be provided for. That wasn't ever part of the equation even. So without taking over, I certainly don't want you. I want to bring it back to you. What we focus on, we really end up consuming ourselves with or freeing ourselves with. And I think the difference in knowing is feeling the flow of love and the flow of life and the flow of lightness and passion and connection, but then we're focusing in the right place. You know, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle said, if you are feeling good, then you are doing the right thing. If you are not feeling good, then you're not necessarily doing the right thing for you. So really seek out. I think what you're saying is really seek out what you're focusing on, and that you can shift your focus and shift your life, literally. I've seen you do it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I mean, when you accept something and you accept it as your truth, whether it's, you know, I accept it that I'm going to be a multimillionaire, or I'm going to have a brand new Jaguar, or I accept that I'm going to be happy for the rest of my life no matter what it is I have, and I mm-hmm. accept that I'm going to find the beloved of my life and we're going to live happily ever after and travel the world together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's total accepting your acceptance of, and it's not what's in front of you at this time, put it up that way, it's what you can create. And no matter what anybody tells you or what anybody says, you can create anything in your life, but you have to believe it with your heart and embodiment and everything. You have to really, you know, say, oh, you know, this is who I am, and this is, I accept it, that I can have it. I believe it, and I know it's going to happen. I just know. Just like you mm-hmm. said, Cynthia, I just mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you talked about your book, and I have to say, I had the honor of reading your book, and if everybody out there could use it as not only a guide, a tool, however you want to define it, but it has so much in it. Ladies, keep your hands on your wallet. It has so much in it. It's the beginning, the middle, the end. It's the wholeness for people to really tune into, and to, regardless of what's happening in your day, what your fear is or what your celebration is, to open that book is to almost be guided into what to focus on. I mean, it's really an incredible work of art. And I invite everyone to really consider looking into it and getting it, because I found it to be extremely helpful, humorous, and also very real. And when you were done writing that book, what did you feel about it and yourself?
Well, I really felt a feeling, first of all, of accomplishment, and it took off in total different directions than what I thought it was going to take off. And so I was pretty amazed by it. I did have a couple of people who, I mean, one lady, when she came up to me, she was like in tears. She really resonated with it. She mm-hmm. has made a huge impression on her life. And I think that put me back a little bit, because I did it for something kind of to get it out from me and to let people know what I was thinking. And I didn't know it was going to have that huge of an impact on her, but she bought a lot of copies, and she was really touched by it. So it really helped her a lot. Yeah, thank you.
That's really beautiful. Now, talk to me about your creative manifestation. Your because I just see you as constantly co-creating and from a higher place. And so, creative manifestation, about what about reduction in workforce, reduction in force, or for people who are being laid off or losing jobs? I really feel like you could help them. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Well, I've had the pleasure and the misfortune of being one of those people who have been in reduction in force a couple of times mm-hmm. in my lifetime, in my past history. So I know what it feels like, and I also know what it feels like to be one of those people who are still left working after people have been laid off. So what happens is you end up doing a lot more work if you're still there and you don't get laid off, which is very much burdensome. And then if you're one of the people who get laid off, that's a huge transition. And I would love to help people create their new lives and how that looks. Now, clear across the board, people are saying, you know, that you can't do this and you can't do that, and this isn't happening anymore, and this is dying, and this is falling apart. But I also am aware there's a lot of other people who are creating their lives in different ways, and I want to help those people create their lives in different ways that will really help them get to where they want to be financially and also emotionally, spiritually, and just really help them, you know, release that other way of life and living and turn it into something else.
You know, what you're saying is truly helping people, reminding them of why they're here. And that I see that for you. I see that constantly. And I see you truly being able to remind people why they're here. And not only in the creative work that you were just talking about and put so well, but through your authoring, through your writing, through your artistry, which I've had the honor of seeing, and the movement in her art really speaks of ongoingness, not an end necessarily. Your public speaking and, you know, your wedding capability, all of that and more is definitely about truly reminding us all why we're here. And when you can stand in front of whoever it is, and Priscilla can do this, it doesn't matter who you are, what job title you have, what form you're in, meaning male or female, and help remind you why you're here, meaning in the universe, meaning why you're alive, and do it in an inspiring way, which you do, you don't want to pass up that opportunity. You really want to work with her, whether your company and the employees that you have left are depressed and they are disillusioned. You want to call Priscilla and have her come talk to the remaining workforce. If you have just lost your job and you're just feeling completely overwhelmed and you're experiencing loss, let me tell you, if you're experiencing loss on any level, Priscilla is the individual to connect with because she helps you where you're experiencing loss, she helps you remember that that is an illusion and that you are never lost or experiencing loss, that it is an opportunity. So I think that you're going to be able to do that and so much more.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting a lot more people and doing some traveling. I'm going to put this out there to everybody who's listening. I would love to be able to come to your company or work individually and help you get to where you want to be. And that means in your beingness, in your whole life, because life is just way too short to be unhappy. It is just way too short. And it goes by very, very fast.
Yeah.
So please spend time being happy. I mean, you gotta laugh, you gotta have fun. And if you're not, you know, I would ask myself, why am I not? What is it that, why can I not get out of this? What is it that I need? And I'll be more than happy to help you. And you can call me or you can email me. If you'd like a book or want to see artwork, that's fine too. But I'm really all about coming to work with you and help you and really like just going into, like I said, just like going into the coffee shop, going into your workplace and really helping you turn that around, helping you on an individual level, turn your life around. It's life's too short. And believe me, as individuals, you have huge impact on people's lives. One person has such a huge impact on all these other people's lives. Please don't miss out on this. Life is a great opportunity. Don't miss out on it. You know, we've got this great game board here. You know, choose your piece and, you know, go around a few times, you know, and live it. Just really live it. Take that word passion, you know, embrace it, you know, use it. You know, have fun, you know, whatever that
is. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, fear and passion, actually, they contract against each other. But it's interesting because a lot of people that don't express, a lot of people in their humanity that don't express passion, often, you know, the fact that a person is or is not passionate is not necessarily the question. I believe that passion resides within regardless if they use it in a passionate way, or it comes out a different way. But in many times, when passion is not expressed or used in a creative, in a positive or flowing way, fear is a similar energy to the intensity of passion or to the intensity of the energetic. And so a lot of times people, like if they're in a relationship, you can bet your bottom dollar you know somebody or you've had this experience yourself. If you're in a relationship and the passion is not being expressed, all of a sudden, all there is a lot of passionate fighting, or there's a lot of fighting. That's because the passion's not being expressed through love. It's coming out through fear, or it's coming out through fighting. But the intensity of emotion is what I'm talking about. The emotion of expressing it through love, if that's not happening, then it comes through, the passion comes through the emotion of expressing it through hate, fear, or high level anxiety or trauma and drama. But if it gets expressed through self-love or love with another or co-creative, the passion gets used as a creative, artistic source, then it's flowing in the direction that it is adding to you. It's not necessarily taking away from you. Passion is a fuel. It's a source. It is an energetic, a vibration. It has a soul signature. In every single human being that I see, they're light-bodied. Their passion is there. Do I have a caller? No. Priscilla, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, good. So passion, really think about that word and the energy behind it. I think that you brought that up too as well a lot in this. And I think that it's a level of fuel that can really be a fire, a rocket fire, underneath all of the doubts and fear and insecurity to help somebody really transition where they are to where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me ask you, when you're writing late, when you thought about writing your book, or when you've looked at something that's scared you, et cetera, did you find that the passion carried you through it to the other side?
Well, I've had my moments where I've shut mm-hmm. down and gone through my what do I want to call that? my
soul evolution?
Dark days mm-hmm. of the soul is exactly what I was going to call it. Mm-hmm. But I tend to find that when I am more passionate and more loving and more freeing with my life, that it's more clear. There's more clarity. When
mm-hmm.
I shut down, I can feel it in my, and probably listeners too, you can feel it in your body when you shut down and you contract and you're holding
mm-hmm.
back. And that's a lot of, you know, ways that people get diseases too. They're
mm-hmm.
shut down, they're holding back, they're holding everything in. You can tell even by the body posture, it's all
mm-hmm.
closed, they're not saying, there's no eye contact. So, and the more people, you know, the more passionate or clear you are, you're more open, your body stance is more open, you feel better, you feel lighter, even when you're walking, things are easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just you feel more loving and you really want to connect more. And here's, I'm going to add this thing about being in fear, and I'm kind of going off in a different direction from the book, but being in fear and having an experience that keeps you in fear and then not letting go of that experience is probably one of the most devastating things that you could do to yourself and then also
mm.
other people around you. Because
mm-hmm.
you never let yourself again let go and be able to experience happiness or love, or let go and experience health and vitality, or let go and experience abundance and peace, or
mm-hmm.
let go and go, oh, I've got this great job, I'm going to try again. You know, we all have stuff in our lives that has happened to us, but
mm-hmm.
it's the thing of how resilient are you? How quickly can you bounce back from things that happen to you? And how willing are you to be open to love again, to be happy again, to
mm-hmm.
receive again? And, you know, all of it, always receiving. We're always getting all this. But whether we're open to receiving it or not is about us. It's
Absolutely.
About us wanting to have it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Absolutely. I think that the way you put things is so, it's like on any level people can relate to it. It's not necessarily, and that's the thing, it's like sometimes certain people talk and only, you know, a group of 10 out of the entire consciousness get it and the rest don't. But when you talk, it's like multi-layered and I can feel people that are listening going, wait, I'm getting it, I'm getting it, I'm getting it. And that is, the beauty is that I feel like you partner with the best part of who you are. And I know that you do. And then you inspire others to partner with the best part of who they are. That doesn't exclude fear, but it doesn't exclude passion either. It's like an integration of the strongest forces that live within us coming together to represent us in the highest perfect version of who we are. And I definitely see you as doing that for yourself and doing that for one person or 10 people or a group of people getting together to talk about whatever the issue is, or if you're marrying people, my God, that must be incredible to watch, is you facilitating a marriage. What a blessing that must be. And public speaking, I mean, I can't imagine anything better than for you to be in that position and then for people to be sitting and having the opportunity to not only listen, but participate. Because that's the thing also that I hear you saying is, people, wake up. Life is short. Be joyful. If you have past fears, let go of them because you're going to block new incoming joy, new incoming love, new incoming abundance. You're just piling on the old and creating a huge blockage for the new. And I see you teaching people by your living. So you're like the living book.
That is great. I would never, ever do public speaking without doing interaction with people because I think that is so important. To sit there and have somebody just tell you stuff, that doesn't work. You need to interact and be able to be a part of things. And that's a huge thing too. Participation. Please participate. You know.
Yes.
Participate in life. Don't shut yourself out. And you know what? And it is really simple. We make it really difficult because we have all these rules and all these laws that we think we have to go by and a certain way that we have to look and how we have to stand and how we have to act and all these. I mean, by the time you walk out the door, you're like, ugh. Do I have it all together now or not? You know, and so you don't even give yourself a chance to get around the corner before you beat yourself up 10 times. So
Wow. My
question is, how can you be happy even getting out the door during the day if
mm-hmm.
you don't think you have it all together? And even those people who look like they have it all together, you know, don't necessarily feel like they have it all together. So
it is
more simple than it is complicated. And it's the part about let's make it simpler again. Let's not make it so complicated. And let's make your life easier for you so you can breathe. Let's make sleep. Oh, my goodness. How many people don't sleep? Raise your hand. You know? And I can see all these people raising their hand. No, I haven't slept in weeks. What's going on? You know, so. But I just, you know, it's just about living this full, great life in the simplicity of being you, being
mm-hmm.
you at your ultimate peaceful being, you know,
mm-hmm.
not that complicated, but I'd love to help you get there.
You know, if anybody can do it, Priscilla can, and I'm going to remind people the way to contact Priscilla, and I'm telling you people, don't pass this up, is Priscilla, P-R-I-S, as in Sam, C-I-L-L-A, the letter H, the number 1, not spelled out, just the number, at hotmail.com, or her phone number at 503-704-4856. And if you want to call in with a comment or question to Priscilla today, you still can. Worldwide, it's 888-815-9756. Toll free, Or in the States, it's 530-327-7602. So, Priscilla, at this time, I really want people to be able to understand the difference between maybe 100 teachers out there and people who are saying, you know, come to me and I will awaken you, or I will guide you, or I am the path and I am the way, and what you're offering them.
Well, first of all, I'm going to laugh at that, but okay. And one of the reasons why I'm laughing is that you really have to follow your heart. But I'm going to say, listen to who you resonate with, listen to who you think is true, and then really use your own mind with that and clarity. Like, I don't know everything. Don't pretend to know everything, and probably will never know everything, no matter how long I'm on the planet. But I love to have fun. I know that, and want to make your life easier for you, and love to help and have you participate. I have not been on the block as many times as a few other well-known people that we've heard of, but can definitely help you. And so that's what I'm going to put out there. And if you resonate with me, I mean, we can talk. We can go ahead and have a conversation for a while and see if it'll work for you. And if not, that's okay, too. Then next, and that's great. I appreciate you even taking the chance and picking up the phone or calling me or calling somebody else who you resonate with, maybe you, Cynthia, or somebody else. It really, to me, it doesn't make any difference as long as you're helping yourself. That's the bottom line. Help yourself and participate in life, because what it is that you bring to the table is really important, and we need more people to just bring it.
Yeah. Yes.
Just bring it. Come on.
Just bring it.
That's right. Don't shut down anymore. We've got enough of that. You know.
Oh my gosh. You know, we've got a vacuum of heaviness of that. You know, the thing I hear too that's coming through is your authenticity, your realness, your ability to be, to actually, like you said, be real and authentic with yourself. And how so many people out there are, they have different faces. They have a face at work. They have a face with their partner. They have a face with their mother, with their dog, et cetera. And it's like, it's when you have all those faces, one face that is in common and in theme and all of those is you have the fear face. You're afraid to just be yourself to all of those facets, and authentic and real. So it gets exhausting. It's almost like you desire almost to be alone and to have nothing in your life but like space and quietness, because to be so many different people to so many people in your lives would be exhausting, and it would begin to create a breakdown, because the energy of life originating within us counts on our originating soul scripture, our originating soul signature, let's put it that way. And that part is the part that we need to find and be real with, not only ourselves, but then allow that realness to come through like Priscilla does in her authenticity and offer it to everybody around you. And then it becomes an experience of abundance coming at you and with you, instead of, wait, I have to put another mask on and another mask on and another mask on, that then it's a depletion completely, and the soul signature gets lost. Your originating soul signature gets lost in between all the other facets and falsehoods that you place there. So I think part of what I've seen and known and have the gift of Priscilla in my life is that her authenticity and her realness, what you see is what you get, and what you see is not only a divine being working with spirit, through spirit, and together as one with another, but that's kind of part of the message. And as one who also tries to live that way as well, it's not being perfect or being right, and even doing it right all the time, whatever it is that you're working on, but it's being authentic and being real that brings it back around, that brings it like blessed and tenfold, instead of false and disconnected, it has trouble connecting and gaining strength and returning to from where it left if it can't retrace the originating signature. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're trying to do all those things and be all those people and please all those other people, you mm-hmm. become like, it's almost like a void. There's
mm-hmm.
nothing left of you, and you can't even find you anymore. And that is like a living hell. And
mm-hmm.
so you're trying to really, you're grasping, you're not feeling good, you're wondering what's wrong, and then you go into the other stuff, the health issues start coming up, which is
mm-hmm.
I can't sleep, I can't do this, I can't do that. And then a lot of cramps in, and then you are just like a mess
mm-hmm.
because you're not being true to who it is you are. You're so busy trying to please somebody else. And then also, here's this great thing. How can I help this other person be happy?
mm-hmm.
We try and do that so much. I've tried to do that with a few people in my life,
mm-hmm.
and boy, that doesn't work out. And
mm-hmm.
so, I mean, it's up to the individual to be happy. And we can kind of, you know, help them, and you know, as me being a facilitator or something, to help
mm-hmm.
you go through things to help you get there. But I can't make you happy unless that is really your strong desire.
Right.
That is your desire. Yes, absolutely. And you know, we have to want it just like breath.
Mhm. Mhm.
Mhm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's so true. I can't force you to be happy. I can mirror to you my happiness, and I can hope that my happiness has an effect on you, that it can only help you. But if you're going to dig your heels in and you're going to choose the unhappiness or not be able to see or let go of the reasons why, a lot of people get stuck in the details of, well, I can't be happy now because of this, that, and the other thing. And like you're saying, life is short, and I say in between this, that, and the other thing, choose happiness, because then you facilitate all the things that you're trying to fix to be able to be co-created kind of in an orchestrated manner, divine orchestration of events, moving towards you and the happiness. See, happiness and light attracts. You attract more of that. So if you are exuding, like Priscilla does, light and love, authenticity and hope and joy and everything that is good, she's going to attract that into her life more and more and more. If you are trying to fix and focus on all the details that are anything but those, that they're dark, negative, that they're fearful, scary, etc., and your focus is only that, then you're going to magnetically attract more and more problems instead of transmuting them and clearing them up into what you would be celebrating if they weren't there. So what you were saying is basically, I think what we're talking about is being on track and in line with who you are and what you want in your life, that there can't be a great chasm. You have to kind of be authentic to the very thing you're desiring to bring in and to experience. Otherwise, you're going to create imbalance, you know?
That's right.
It's very much kind of an energetic equation.
Mm-hmm. If you can go back to when you were a child and you think of the time that, oh, I had so much fun when I was doing this, or when you were a teenager and said, this is what I really like, and you focused on, let's say, sculpture. You do sculpture,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I'm really passionate about that. I love doing sculpture, or I love sculptures, period, to go look at them, or photography, or whatever it is that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can do something in that arena, or even around that arena, too, that could bring you happiness, even your spare time, or for, let's say, you decide to make a living out of it, then you bring that passion back in your life. Just little, you know, start with little things too. That's pretty big. You can
mm-hmm.
do a major thing, a little thing like, you know, hey, I really like, let me see, coffee with cream and sugar in it, and I like to have it in this cup, you know, and I like to have it on this coaster with this type of music played in the background. Now, how hard is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, take 15
mm-hmm.
minutes, sit yourself down, do that, and then and then go, okay, this is my 15 minutes, and then walk out the door. But do stuff for yourself. Embrace who it is you are. Embrace yourself, and then share yourself, your beautiful, wonderful selves out there with other people.
Yes. Yes. Embrace your worthiness. You are worthy.
Exactly.
You are worthy. Embrace your worthiness.
That's
and
right.
Yeah. And if anybody can teach that and is living that and is an example of that, it is Priscilla Hewlin. You are the walking representation of that and of someone who takes time to appreciate oneself regardless of what's going on in your life and teach the worthiness not only of your own but of those around you. And so right before we end up on the show to contact Priscilla at priscillah1@hotmail.com, 503-704-4856. I have, let's see, my new website is cyns as in Sam 999 at gmail.com. Again, CYNS, S as in Sam, 999@gmail.com. Feel free to write any comments or any ideas for upcoming shows that you would like. I would love nothing more than to have you back on the show, Priscilla, as many times as I possibly can.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. I really appreciate it. I've had a good time.
Yeah, I have too, and I thank all of those who are participating, listening, those in body and out of body. That about wraps it up for tonight. Tune into our August 10th show, but back by extreme popular demand is Ellen Sheffy. She'll be talking about the grid system in depth, what it is, how it works, manifestation, etc. She's coming back and very much so, not only because of the conversation we had when she was here, but because people want to know more about her. And so tune in, and at this time, this is Cynthia Sloan, and if it resonates, make it your own.